Hey guys, support for today's show comes from Squarespace. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work or an online store to sell one of those new push-up titty bra things that you pull the straw, you pull a little string and then it pushes your titties together, but then it doesn't show anything else that all the love and hip-hop girls are doing. Whatever it is you need online, Squarespace has got your back. They give you everything you need to make your next move into a reality. Yum. Including a free domain. You can start your free trial today at squarespace.com. Just enter offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase and let them know we sent you. Make your next move with Squarespace. They're fancy and great. Let's start the show. Well, we're back. Welcome to this week's episode of The Read. I don't have a quote this week because I didn't think of one. I've had a jingle stuck in my head and I don't remember what that is either. Okay. So I've just got nothing for the intro this week but complaints. However, this week I will be Lady Sugarfoot.
Okay, and I'll be Regina Hall. Who is Lady Sugarfoot?
I don't know. I made that up because I also didn't think of anything for that.
Okay.
So the point is that we're back and it's time for another episode of the show. Black excellence this week. I'm giving it to Francesca Ramsey.
Yes!
For this news that we got of her producing and starring in a pilot for Comedy Central, a late night pilot, I might add, a late night comedy pilot. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited, very proud of you, girl. You've worked very hard and you deserve everything that's coming your way. So I'm very excited to see it. I also heard she's the first African-American woman to host a late night show or have a late night pilot or something.
I believe that because I'm hard pressed to think of another one.
I didn't do like the research behind that statement, but I just kind of believed it because it sounds
it sounds right.
So, either way, congratulations on all your hard work and I can't wait to see how that whole thing ends.
Francesca.
Up. Also, black excellence to me is that Bill O'Reilly no longer has a job on Fox News. But did you have something?
No, I'm just stunned that you put Bill O'Reilly's story under black excellence.
Well, technically, it's Maxine Waters. Excellence.
Oh, she's the excellence.
And
no,
it's really just, it's also like an excellence. It's an excellence of blackness in general. And just the fact that you hoes could never, like, try as you might.
That's true.
The universe is just, it's in our favor. You were laughing and guffawing and doing all of this raggedy shit, almost knocked your own wig off, talking shit about somebody else. And the universe came right back around and bit you in your own ass over some shit that you did that was completely unrelated to this. So we won't miss you. Piss off. And you got what you deserve. Na-na-na-na-na.
Amen.
This week in Sickest, Saddest World, somebody sent me a link to like some, was it a 6th World t-shirt or something I need to buy?
What?
I don't know, but I'm fully committed to the name for now.
Is it all bad?
It's not. Okay, well, let's see. Bad, pointless, good, bad.
Okay.
Terrible.
Okay.
A fool. Okay. So it's like, all right. So there's one piece of good. Let's just start with that.
Yeah.
Serena Williams is apparently pregnant.
Woo! For some reason, I thought that was going to be the black excellence.
Both. Sure. That means it's a great segue. Mm-hmm. She posted a photo on Snapchat with, first of all, she's wearing a yellow, like, bikini, and I'm just someone who loves yellow on brown. Mm-hmm. I've always loved it. I've always thought that yellow on brown skin just, it's just our color.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
She looks amazing. And she's got a little belly bump, and the caption on the photo says 20 weeks. which led, what is it, the New York Times to post an article that says, was Serena Williams pregnant when she won the Australian Open?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking like yes.
It's looking like she was, honey.
And going right back to number one in the world. Look at this blessed ass fetus, man. Can you imagine? If she's 20 weeks, that means she's due right around Beyonce's birthday. And I will personally implode if she has this baby on September 4th.
I just don't even.
I'm just saying.
Just a lot.
I'm saying there's a Virgo in there, and I'm hoping it comes on that day.
That would be excessive and great.
I cannot wait. I'm so happy. I'm so excited, man. The greatest athlete to ever live, living during my time on Earth and pregnant at the same time as Beyonce is carrying around these iconic twins.
And
what?
Beyonce is over there looking like, get Lord. Them out. Like, get them out.
Yeah, over the past couple of weeks, everything is swollen and just kind of like how she was looking in that eighth and ninth month with Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
When it was like, okay.
And she's got some months to go.
Get it
not?
Out. I mean, nobody really knows how far along she is.
I know.
Because it's twins and you show more when you, with your second pregnancy and you show more with twins. So it's like, maybe she's 7 months, maybe she's almost
she's
due.
She's going to be a house.
Man. But
I know
just,
she loves every second of it.
I cannot wait, man. I'm
because she's
so
still
excited.
Out here wearing whatever and posing and giving you a back and a clavicle and all these.
Oh, the Easter pictures were so cute with Kelly and her mama. But even then, she looks like,
right.
I have been
like,
carrying this load for so long.
I would have been like, I'm not coming. I'm at home.
I'm just not going outside, actually.
Lay on my side until they get out.
I'm just going to be sitting here eating cheesy poofs and waiting on these kids to decide that they're done.
So this is way less relevant.
Okay.
But I only did that because I thought that, you know, let's start with the good news because the rest of this is kind of like a progressive snowball of bullshit.
Garbage. Okay.
Did I order it in like, I think it's decent. All right. So this is the one that I said pointless. Apparently MTV is bringing back Fear Factor.
Where they had people eating like live cockroaches and stuff.
And like bull testicles.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And like rabbit dicks and all kinds of weird shit on there.
Why?
And laying down in cages with rats or whatever. Mm-hmm. So.
That always seemed like some white nonsense. I never watched that show.
Every episode with a black person was always the funniest, especially like black women, because black women, you only had like a handful of black girls who would
get. Because we're not going on that show.
To the eating section and actually do it. Like a couple of them would like beast through it, like I'm winning this money. And then a couple of other sisters were like, this is where I walk off. It was so nice for y'all to have
had
me
here. Had a really good time.
All I know is I made it through that first challenge. So, you know, I'm proud of myself.
It couldn't be me.
Anyway, so they're bringing it back. Apparently May 30th is when it premieres. Here's the fun part. It's going to be hosted by Ludacris, who is also serving as executive producer.
What? For, I see why you call this story pointless now, because what is the purpose in that?
I mean, I thought it was pointless to simply bring back Fear Factor, but then to have Ludacris as the host and executive producer, I'm very confused. Apparently he has a deal with MTV, which
a development deal, but this is a show they already did before, so that don't make sense either.
And they didn't even do it.
What was it on ABC before or something?
It was
like
on
that?
NBC.
NBC. Okay. Well, I won't be watching it again, so
I won't.
Congratulations to Ludacris, I guess.
But it says the new installment will feature new stunts inspired by urban legends, popular scary movies, and viral videos from today's cultural zeitgeist via Deadline.com. So
oh,
I know
Lord.
I'm not watching this bullshit.
Nope, this don't sound like it's for me.
Like, what?
At the fuck off.
First of all, I'm getting tired of like all of the remakes. You know, some things are fun to see them come back, and then other things is just kind of like, y'all just couldn't think of shit else. Like,
yeah.
I know so many people who have fantastic ideas for television programs, movies, books, games, and the like. And you bitches are just like, okay, well, this made some money at one point. Let's try and make some more money out of it. And then you make it worse by turning it into the like a Snapchat version of what it used to be. I won't be there.
Like, let's just think up some new shows. I know they're doing a remake of Coming to America, which I really don't know how that's going to work.
And apparently Eddie Murphy ain't even know nothing about it.
So then I So just keep it then, girl. If Eddie Murphy is not in it, then keep it. Take it all the way back, bitch.
I saw a screenshot. I think that his daughter like texted him and about like the rumors. And he was like, I'm doing a sequel to what? And then like they posted it. I don't know if that was real or not, but that's another thing. Not everything needs a sequel. Plenty movies are classic and they're great the way that they are, and they don't need another one because we'll watch that one for the rest of ever.
Right.
I will watch Coming America until I am on my deathbed. It's fine the way that it is. Like, you don't need a Color Purple too. No, we don't need
absolutely not
sequels to everything.
Leave our Negro classics right where they are.
Eve's Bayou. No.
Back in the swamp.
Right.
No, girl.
We don't. Not everything needs. Another
one. No, let's just think of some new ideas, please.
Whatever, right, you know, it's like, at least I'm not being asked to pay for it or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Black man, get your money. I heard that Ludacris is like making music again, and I'm definitely less interested in that than this show. So whatever it is that you plan on doing with your life, great.
Okay.
I heard they're doing like a Love Jones sequel. Like, what the fuck is... Did you hear about them getting Nia Long's ass together on the set of Empire?
I heard that Nia showed up with like an attitude, like she was bitchy
she was
to the PAs or something. Right.
And Taraji was like...
No, we don't do that over here, bitch.
I'm not filming with that bitch.
On one hand, I hate to hear that, but on the other, if she was being stank and a bitch and Taraji got her together, then I love that. And
yeah,
I want the iPhone footage to leak.
All right, so was it last week? Alicia Keys is in some more trouble for tweets.
Oh God!
So the other day, when was it, April 15th? So just a few days ago, Alicia Keys tweeted very short: "Real bodies equal gorgeous." I was personally annoyed by the fact that there was no space in between the equals and the words. I don't know why. I don't like that either. It just bothers me.
Because it's correct to have the space there. So
right.
So when you don't do it, I wonder why that is.
Anyhow, so real bodies equal gorgeous.
Because you did that on purpose. Like, the iPhone will put a space there. Let it do that. It's not a mathematical equation, so we don't need you to... Anyway... It's fine. No, I share your annoyance with
that. I was just like, am I petty for feeling like this is aggravating?
This is more aggravating than the tweet itself.
Right. Anyway, so she posts that, and then it's a photo of Marilyn Monroe. I don't know why I was so close to saying this. But
I'm sure his body was real, too.
Right. So she got flames on Twitter saying, you know...
What?
All bodies are real bodies. What kind of feminist are you?
Oh, God. Seriously? What?
Surgery shaming. I even saw a tweet saying that she was being transphobic.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Well, okay, so when I first saw that, I was like, wait, okay, I'm extremely lost.
Explain it to me.
How? I'm assuming... That you are essentially saying that a real body is gorgeous in the realm of femininity or womanhood, and as a transgender woman, your assigned body is not a real quote unquote woman's body. Like that's how I'm getting at it. Because I didn't ask the person what you meant. I decided that like,
I mean, but it doesn't say real women's bodies. Are gorgeous, right? Or
here's my issue with the whole thing. I feel like they're all lives mattering this.
Okay.
I do. I kind of feel like they're taking what she's saying and the incorrect usage of this equal sign as her saying that only real bodies are gorgeous or that there's something wrong with, you know, the rest. And just by reading what the words say, that's not what it is.
Right.
That's not what she's trying to say. So I kind of feel like I feel like they're misinterpreting the message behind the tweet.
Yeah.
I think it was more so to say like, hey girl, whatever body it is that you were given by God.
Like your actual body is fine. Right. Because I saw that tweet and I scrolled right on past because my only thought was, why would you put Marilyn Monroe of all people as a visual
representation?
Thank you.
Once again, it's not the tweet, Alicia. It's this photo that you decided to use to back the tweet up.
Right.
Because the last time that we talked about her on a tweet,
God.
It was that woman wearing the niqab and she had her leg out or whatever. And,
I still think that was her.
We're not even going to go back and forth about that lie. I just won't allow it.
I still believe it.
She had on lashes. The doll doesn't wear lashes anymore. She just doesn't.
Whatever you need to tell yourself.
The same way, and that brings me back to this. People were giving her a little bit of hell when she was not wearing makeup anymore. And she was talking about why she didn't wear makeup. And right. She came forward after she was like, if you want to beat your face, girl, I don't see anything wrong with that. I just don't want to be mine. And if you think about it, that makes sense. So I
don't have no issue with that. Just like I didn't really have no issue with the tweet other than, of all people, Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe's had work done. And
I mean, she's super dead and so white. And it's just like, you could have picked so many.
She's been dead for such a while and she's so white. Yes, you could have used a better example than that.
I think the tweet would have gone over better had she picked somebody who is not already exalted as the standard of beauty in society. Kind of like the issue with Kendrick and talking about show me something natural, but then putting that super pretty girl in the video. If you're going to say real bodies are gorgeous, I agree with you. But let's show some people who have real bodies, that show actual shit has happened to them. They're not all thin or curvy or whatever. That's more the issue to me. The rest of it is surgery shaming. Bitch, what? Girl, gone somewhere.
Yeah, that was the only thing, like you said, that had me bewildered was this photograph.
Right, the photograph. The photograph.
I was just like, what?
I was like, Alicia Keys wrote this tweet? Why?
I'm telling you that bitch smokes
something
fire.
Great. It's really nice.
I don't know if it's a hybrid, if it's a pure sativa. I don't know what
it is. It's probably her own strain that she developed at home.
Named
and
after
grows
her.
Right there in the background.
Right.
It's what she named it after
Keys
her kids.
Kush. Right. She is getting glazed. And she just tweets the first, she's just like, this is a message.
She's hitting the blunt, you know what these kids need to know? They ain't got to go to the DR and empty their savings accounts to get some new hips. Fuck that. Okay, Alicia.
What?
All right, girl.
This wasn't as bad as the last one.
No, it wasn't.
Not even
it
almost.
It wasn't. I didn't know y'all was calling her transphobic and all that, though. Good
girl,
God.
They gave it to her. But most people were like, what's a real body? Everybody's body is real. And I'm like, bitch, semantics. You know what the fuck
you
she's talking about.
Does she have to say real, 100% organic, all God-made parts? Is that what we have to say?
Right. With molecules and...
I've never had anything added to my body. Does that make y'all feel better? I'm just, okay. All right. I'm going to let the kids have it, man.
I'm just...
Just don't let me be next.
Apparently, Lala and Carmelo Anthony have separated. Mm. And the divorce is down the line. There are rumors that Carmelo Anthony cheated and got a stripper pregnant. Apparently, a source close to Carmelo told Page Six that that is not true, saying, quote, yes, he's not been perfect, but the baby with a stripper isn't true. So now the rumor has switched to him getting a woman pregnant who is not a stripper.
Right.
No, literally, it has. Now they're saying, but she's not a stripper.
I'm like, they did that on purpose. They're like, that rumor of him impregnating a stripper is not true.
Right.
She has an office job.
That is right.
Damn it. Get it right.
Met her at a desk.
This is sad.
It is. They've been together for a long time and they're a super cute couple. And
Cayenne's adorable.
Cayenne is freaking adorable.
So cute. God.
And Lala is good friends with Trina. So I feel like a...
And I've always liked Lala.
To her. Me too.
Even her reality show that y'all said was boring because she was
it
too
was.
Good. I didn't think it was boring, though.
It was boring. And it was boring for that very reason. And it's not Lala's fault. It's just, I actually commend her for being like, I'm not doing all of that wine-throwing ghetto ass all up in my business ass bullshit. I'm just going to do a little day in the life of thing. But the problem with the reality shows that are a simple, cute day in the life of thing is that they're boring. Most people's everyday going about life is boring. And no shade to Lala. Lala doesn't have a life, an everyday life or lifestyle that is super, really interested. You know, it's not like you are a stunt woman.
I mean, or doing fancier stuff than the rest of us, but not right. Like, God, let me tune in and see how was that photo shoot.
Exactly. Yeah, so
I get it.
It was. I mean, I just couldn't watch it, but I like her.
Mm-hmm. The first couple seasons, I was really all in. And her dyke friends, that was fun.
Of course, that's why he would love it. And Poe and Dice are both very nice. Yeah, the only thing I've been thinking about this is that it kind of sucks that you are going through a hard time in your personal life and everybody is dissecting it and picking it apart. I mean, I know that that's the norm and it's average or whatever. And yeah. It just comes with having your business in the limelight, right. But
yeah, that part must be like, so I'm dealing with something really awful and now everybody knows about it. The whole world is tweeting me and tagging me on Instagram and they shitty memes and all this. I bet her phone is on Do Not Disturb. She probably only talking to three people.
I saw a meme that was like a picture of LeBron whispering something to Carmelo and the caption said, does this mean you lost the only ring you had or something like that? I don't know enough about sports, but I'm assuming that he's never won a championship.
Oh, that's a good one. You niggas is stank.
That's really fucking mean.
Well, I mean, is it? Because I don't.
Oh,
I don't have too much sympathy for Carmelo in this situation. Although I also never thought that he was being faithful to her. I just never got that. He looked like the type of nigga to cheat. He got a cheating face.
I was walking through the village one time. I want to say with XD, and we were by that fucking basketball court that all the trade be on, that's like across from Village Underground, and Carmelo Anthony was riding in the opposite direction on a bike. And
yeah.
It was the first time I had ever seen him in person, probably the only time I'd ever seen him in person. And I've never thought that Carmelo Anthony was cute. No shade, I always kind of thought that he looked a little dumb, but I mean, he's an athlete.
Maybe that's what the cheating face looks like. That kind of slightly dumb, you know, I'm just here to smile and play ball kind of face.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But seeing him in person was like, all right.
I get it.
Okay.
Now that is a man.
For that second that he was rode by us and that on that bike, I was like, oh, I get it now.
Okay.
That is a man.
All right. That makes sense.
But he probably felt the same way about himself, and now here we are. Either way, I'm sure that Lala and Trina are going to have wine, and they'll do fun things on a yacht.
Yeah.
And class.
I just feel for Lala. Sucks to be faithful to somebody that wasn't even thinking about you like that.
Chris Brown is in some more trouble for being violent.
No way.
Kel,
are you serious?
Caprice.
What?
Shocker.
What is it now?
Apparently, Chris Brown was at a club. Where was it? Was it Vegas? I don't want
to
make up the
going
place.
To the club.
Tampa.
He gets in trouble at home, though.
Tampa club. I don't know if it's Asia or Aja. It's spelled AJA like Aja on the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
And she should have gone home like 2 episodes ago. I can't, like, girl, I'm sorry. Anyway.
I haven't seen it.
So he was making an appearance at this club, and at one point, the photographer for the club was taking pictures in the VIP, and we know Chris Brown has a history of reacting to cameras like he doesn't want to leave the sunken place.
Right.
Like, the nigga flips out when he sees a flash for whatever reason. So, according to the quote-unquote victim, he says he was trying to take pictures of Chris and his entourage, I suppose, in the VIP section as the bottles were coming out, because that's the picture, you know.
Right.
And I guess at that point, he says that's when Chris Brown basically told him to move.
Okay. This is the club photographer or just somebody who
No,
went home?
The club photographer.
Okay. So he was hired to be there and take pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why he's in
just
the
making sure that I got this together.
No. I get it.
Because I'm looking for a reason that Chris is not totally in the wrong here, but I haven't heard
but
it
I
yet.
Mean, my nigga, come on. You're Chris Brown. While this is happening, mind you, there are 1 million cameras right in front of him.
Okay.
From everybody's smartphone.
Got it.
And 1 million flashes. You're Chris Brown. You're at the club. Photos
like, will be taken.
Period. Yes. I don't know what. Anyway. So he says that Chris Brown told his ass to move, and he decided to then get up into the DJ booth, which is right above the VIP section. And from there, he's taking pictures of the crowd. Apparently, that wasn't far enough for Chris. And the man says at some point his security comes over, and there's actual video footage of them swinging on him.
What?
He says Chris swung first. But there's footage of them swinging on the boy, and then they, like, busted his lip. So, boy, of course, the boy is now speaking to lawyers.
God. Of course, because cha-ching.
Duh.
Time to get paid. That's what I would have done. Soon as I felt that first punch hit me in the face, I would have been like, yes, Lord.
I would have just leaned back.
Me too.
And fallen to the ground in slow motion. All
hit
I hear
me again.
Is, money, 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 money.
Money! Oh, I would have been so hyped. You gotta hold it in though. You gotta fake like you're devastated.
Right.
But on the inside, I would have been like, bitch, student loans paid, IRS paid.
The club even had to toasted. Release a statement to say, like, bitch, we pay the young man to do this.
This is his job. That's why he's in VIP, Chris.
And he was only there for a few minutes, apparently, before he swung on this young man and bounced. So I don't know if it's a lick for a lot of celebrities now to go to the club, you know, get your money because you were there, and then find some kind of a crazy reason to leave. Because Chris Brown's not the only one. There's a lot of stories I've noticed over the years of artists or whatever random celebrity being booked for a club appearance, and then randomly, for whatever reason, there's some kind of a fight or a scuffle or something ain't right, and then they leave after a couple of minutes. But I'm certain they still get paid.
Right. So he performed?
No, he was only there for a couple of minutes. I don't even think he was booked to perform.
Wow.
He was just booked to be there.
So you just went to the club and decided to write somebody else a check. That was just your whole goal of going out that night. All right,
anyway, past that, I really don't give a fuck about what Chris Brown should do at this point. The thing that entered my mind immediately, and when I tell you that I had like an hour-long conference with myself about this when I first read this story, I'm like, okay, what is it gonna take for this young man to start making different decisions? Because not even, I understand having like bad habits. I understand having a temper. I have both of those things. But I feel like after a certain point, you just have, I feel like we all naturally would just change certain things so that we don't always
continue
land.
Continue to fuck up.
I'm not getting it. If I had the opportunity to ask Chris Brown a question, the only thing that I would ask him is, have you made any changes in your lifestyle to keep yourself out of trouble? And if so, what are they? If he says no, mm-hmm. I'm really lost. If he says yes, then I would imagine that they are small, minute things that just they clearly do not work.
Right.
But
I only go to the club once a week now.
Right, exactly. Or I just do a little coke. Like whatever. It's clearly not efficient.
Right.
But he has to be doing, I just don't understand how you're continuing to get into these issues. Like,
I mean, I do, because he's still relatively young. He doesn't have anybody checking him. Everybody around him basically is agreeing with him and enabling him to do what he does. He's very famous. He's very rich. He has a drug problem. He has a mental health problem that he's not managing. You put all those things together and you get Chris Brown.
No.
I see it. I really do.
And I absolutely hear what you're saying. But I still feel like because without people telling him no and all of those things, he still gets into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else could tell you, nigga, punch that nigga again.
He doesn't face any real repercussions. And when he does, it doesn't make a difference. He went to jail and came back and got right back to the dumb shit.
But people are talking about you negatively. People treat you like you ain't shit. Like, even if you still get to go home and ride all your go-karts and your 15 cars and braid your baby hair and watch your Netflix on the giant screen,
yeah,
whatever, you still have to deal with public perception, and that affects you every time you leave the house. That has to be, even if it's a tiny bit frustrating, it still has to be frustrating. And I know it is, because a nigga will complain about it. Every time somebody says something about him doing drugs or being high or this story or the next, he'll get on Instagram and talk about, I'm good, look at all my cars, I ain't worried about shit. So it has to annoy you even if you don't go to jail or don't have to pay these niggas that you whoop or whatever, it has to do something. You have to be annoyed or tired of it. And that to me is enough for you to do something differently. Because to I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, all right, myself, I know the way that I am, and even the habits that I have, a lot of them, I will every now and then do it I'll shake the fucking table up and do shit differently just to prevent you from having the satisfaction thinking you know what the fuck I'm about to do, or being able to say, I knew that bitch was gonna do that shit. Like,
okay.
So I just, it's like,
I don't think Chris Brown is thinking like that. I think he's at a place where people who criticize him are just haters for whatever reason. Like, we wish we had his money, his cars, his women, his this, his that, the flash, whatever else. Like, I don't think he even thinks about, like, he hears people shitting on him and public perception is negative and all that. And in his mind, everybody else is hating on him for no good reason. Like, and Chris doesn't ever take the time to reflect. Almost. Right. He never takes the time to be like, okay, I did something wrong and I need to look at why I did that, fix that issue, and then correct my behaviors. Like, even from the Rihanna incident with the Grammys way back then, like, at first he was on his fake apology tour going around, you know, no, crying and
first
shit.
First he was jet skiing.
Okay.
Let's not forget.
But once the media decided he was allowed to come apologize, he came and did all that fake shit. And when people were still like, okay, but this is wrong, then he was like, well, fuck everybody. Y'all just ain't gonna let me live. And da, 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 da. I mean, and it just, I think Chris has a real issue with accepting blame and being like, okay, this is my fault and I need to do something better or different. And now he's in a place where he doesn't really have to. So it's gonna take something really bad happening to Chris Brown before he straightens up.
I don't.
It is.
What is it going to have to be? Is the nigga going to have to die? He's gone to jail.
He's going to have. Yeah. It's going to have to be that close to death before he changes. Yep. It is.
I just think it's ridiculous. You had security in front of you already. You know what I'm saying? You had no reason to involve yourself in this. It's just like, what is it going to take for you to be like, okay, these are things I could do differently, or I could remove myself from these types of situations.
Stop
so I don't
coke.
Have to hear about this all of the time. I don't even think that would be this. Honestly, if he was sober, I think he would still have plenty of issues. I think that the way that he thinks that he can treat people in general, specifically mm-hmm. women, it has nothing to do with the drugs. The drugs probably just makes that worse.
Worse, yep.
I think that, you know, him just feeling like he's free to do and say whatever he wants to, the drugs just emphasize, they just make that shit worse. It's throwing gas on the fire or whatever. Mm-hmm. But even if he were to sober up, that nigga will still have shit that he, I just don't, like,
I don't think Chris Brown is going to make the turnaround that he really needs to make on his own without something tragic happening. Unfortunately, I don't see it.
I just don't. I think about the brain a lot.
And it doesn't make sense, because it would seem to me you would get mad at one of the thousands of people in VIP with a camera phone in your face. Instead, you're mad at the one person with a professional camera.
Who is supposed to be doing this?
It defies all logic.
While you are swinging on this nigga for taking pictures of you, people are taking pictures of you. What could you have possibly been doing or about to do that nigga taking pictures offended you so much,
right,
that you didn't even consider, they're going to be taking pictures of me beating this nigga's ass, which is far worse. Like, what? Were you doing lines in VIP?
No, he couldn't have been ready to do nothing other than pop some bottles. What you gonna do, pour champagne on somebody's titties? Like, it wasn't gonna be nothing we haven't seen you do before. So there's no justifying
again
what happened.
That is why I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, I'm thinking about how your brain continues to go here. Like, you know that you get into this type of trouble all the time. Why would you not be like, you know what, I don't feel like dealing with this shit.
But see, tonight, you're in your right mind, and I don't think Chris Brown is. I really don't. That's not
am
a joke.
Am I? Because many times I go to bed thinking, am I in my room? A lot of time I question myself
but
whether
you
or not
are,
I am.
But see, the fact that you
I
do that,
think a lot.
I think Chris Brown doesn't even get to the point of questioning whether he is in his right mind. And you are still rational, logical, sensible. So, and Chris just possesses none of those characteristics.
I was sitting at home, like, even babies, like toddlers, when you give them that little toy with the, like, the circle and the square and the triangle cutouts and little shapes,
oh, and you
like
to
a
drop
baby
it in.
Will sit there with a square in their hand and a circle in front of them and tap that shit for maybe an hour.
shower, and eventually you'll look at that baby, and the motherfucker will be like, you know what?
I don't think this is the right one.
Nothing's happening, and I have options. I'm going to try something else. And then they put that circle through the circle, and they're like, holy shit, like, something else happened. Let me try something.
So I just, maybe through life, you like the fiber of your brain that works logic out. Mm-hmm. Maybe the more coke you do or the more trauma you go through or stress, maybe that slowly burns out and you just lose it.
When you have money and fame, you really don't have to live like the rest of us. Chris Brown doesn't ever really have to question his actions because he can always pay somebody to make that go away. So until it gets to the point where nobody can fix his issue, he's going to keep acting like this. And it's going to take, like, death or dismemberment.
I just don't care anymore. Like, I don't care anymore.
You punching the photographer in the club, man. Come on. Remember when he snatched that girl's phone outside
the club? That's the first thing I thought of.
God damn.
Like, and that was years ago. Mama was on South Beach, a Miami native, if I guessed correctly, because she sounded like she was from Miami, the accent, everything. And she was just sitting up there like, I just want my phone. Like, and I was like, bitch, I know you from Dave. Because that's all that matters. She was like,
I would really love my phone back.
I just want my phone. Like, that wasn't necessary. And I knew exactly why he did this shit at the time, too. So I don't know why. But nigga, you're a celebrity. People take pictures of you.
I mean, and you're in the fucking club. I can see if you was at Publix and you didn't want somebody taking pictures of you.
Right.
But even that is just like, are you not used to this? You've been around since you were 16, 17 years old.
Like one type of picture that people do or take of celebrities that I hate is them eating. I hate seeing pictures of celebrities like zoomed real close when they're sitting in a window or something at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. You see them like putting food in their mouth because I just feel like taking a picture of somebody while they're eating is rude. Period. It doesn't matter who they are. I just feel like that is just disrespectful. Yeah. But
I mean, it's just an unflattering angle for almost everybody. How you just gonna show me mid-chew, nigga? Like, leave me alone. Can I eat?
Like shoving something into your mouth. Paparazzi, then now, with the meme age and Photoshop being easy as fuck for a toddler to operate, that just turns into all kinds of horrible things. It's just inconsiderate. But that's different. That is when you are in a place where you are minding your own literal business right in front of you in your plate. Not when you are you're making an appearance somewhere. You are appearing
at a nightclub.
Which means that people have come here to see you.
Did you really think people would go pay extra? Because you know the club was higher than normal that night.
Of course.
Did you really think niggas was paying $30, $40, $50 to get in and not at least get a picture of you? But the one person with a real camera. Okay. Never mind. Fuck it. I just don't understand. Chris Brown not gonna learn. He not gonna learn.
Logic. Speaking of, so the last story of the day. Apparently there's an Instagram model by the name of Layla Lace. Layla Lace posted some information on Instagram a few days ago alleging that she is currently pregnant with Drake's baby. She says that she was introduced to Drake through a man named DJ Spade. She posted some screenshots of a conversation between her and the DJ Spade. On Instagram.
Of course.
And basically, he let her know. This is not. I want to say something so petty, but I don't want to offend anybody.
How offensive is it? On a scale of like 1 to 10.
Now, you know what I want to say just by looking at the screenshot. Look at the screenshot,
it's yellow.
Crystal. Right. So what kind of device is this?
Android. Isn't it? It is.
Anyway.
I don't get it.
She posted the screenshots of her speaking with Drake. And the DJ, apparently, she got to go out and get some passion fruit.
I hate you.
After that whole thing wrapped up, I guess she didn't hear from him in a while and she was perturbed. And that is when these pregnancy rumors came out. Maybe a day later. Like, I don't even know if Drake's Drake's entire OVO entourage, Odell Beckham camp, is like a fortress.
Oh yeah, it is.
It's like an Attack on Titan wall that is just as high. It goes up into the clouds. And it's like, bitch, if you're coming over here to play that game, get ready. You've got five levels. I'm King Koopa. I'm the last Bowser that you meet in this game, bitch.
That's it, bitch.
You've got several bosses to get through before you see me.
That's OVO Nation, my nigga. You're not finna just go in there and act crazy.
So I want to say like the next day, a day or two later, perhaps, the DJ Spade guy posts a screenshot allegedly from this same girl. And I don't know who she's speaking to, but it says, you everywhere, followers going up fast as fuck. And the girl says, yeah, fuck them. Now, this person says, what you gonna do when they find out it's all fake, though? And Layla says, it will be too late. LOL, publicity will make me money. Even if you don't want me, I don't care. They said, they gonna hate you. And she responded by saying, I'm still gonna get this money. And I love that the response to that was, you're going to get lots of bookings like Bernice. Girl.
So this was all fake? She did the most?
Of course it was. And I don't know how this guy got his hands on this screenshot or who this was from. Mm-hmm. But he posted it on his Instagram with the caption, the length some people will go for a moment. We've seen it all. And Drake liked.
Well, okay, Miss Layla Lace. I can't say I totally believed it in the first place.
I mean, duh, of course not. I just, when I read that, I was like, as many pregnancy scares and rumors we hear in the hip hop world, Drake, I don't see. Drake seems like he has like patented his own condom.
Yeah. I was gonna say he's doing something that the rest of these niggas are not, because we just don't ever hear about Drake control. Having these. Like, he takes his pill every morning. He wake up faithfully.
OV, no. Birth control.
As that nigga in, is shooting
it's
blanks.
Not happening.
Yeah, I'm like, of all the girls he could have accidentally raw dogged, or, you know, he was just too drunk and didn't think twice. I'm like, I don't know if it was you, sis. No shade.
It's no way you got pregnant before Rihanna did.
Come on. Well, although.
I wasn't going to say all that. But I'm just saying.
I feel like Rihanna would have been like, no, wait a minute. Last person whose emotional ass baby I want to have is Drake. Rihanna can't even play like she'll have Drake, baby. Be like, I will drop all these hoes and come straight to you. Mm-mm. Right. No. That ain't right. All right, Layla.
No, there's more. First of all, Layla, of course, and it's funny that you bring her up, Rihanna, because...
You did that.
Whatever. Rihanna is very clearly, again, the baddest when it comes to this type of shit, because Layla is another girl who is built like a Land Rover. Like
a reindeer.
Ass and tits.
Yes.
Brick house.
That entire bottom half is just solid.
Drake. We think, or we'd like to think, that Drake got this body and started working out because he wanted to be, you know, a sex symbol and have all of that. He really did it to work up the muscle and the stamina to be able to handle the asses.
The strippers that he loves.
Absolutely. Right. He was just like, look.
He was too frail for them girls.
I got to raise this.
I got to get my endurance up.
Right. I got to start deadlifting or doing whatever the fuck
it is.
Nigga
got to work on leg day.
Ropes. Because the way I like them built.
I can't handle all that ass.
Gotta get this.
That's real though.
Body together. Lower back.
I be wanting to pick these hoes up and have them on the wall, and I can't do that.
I just
don't have that upper body strength.
I'm telling you, that's what it was about.
I mean, and I would not be surprised at all.
Layla responded by saying, fake DMs, like, wow, you already fucked up by bringing a female that you only met in 2 days around your mans. You're looking bad out here, DJ Spade. Don't be mad because you got exposed too. When you and your mans are ready to stop sending me threading text messages, I'm here. Didn't leak those, but I will if I have to. Then she posted a photo of her stamped passport that says Manchester on it.
We believe that you fucked him.
Right. We know that part.
I want you to give birth to this baby in a DNA test.
And you're not
Drake's.
Gonna.
That's what I want to see. That's all. That is all.
She said, no need to lie about being in Manchester with a jerk. I had a lot of respect for her until he showed me his true colors. Yes, he is an amazing artist. I won't take that from him. But on a personal note, it's a different story. That's all I'm saying. Stop being so quick to judge if you haven't even met this man. Thank you. So essentially what Layla is saying is, no, I am not pregnant, but I'm mad that I didn't get a call back. And so fuck that.
So I'm mad. But you had to know that Drake, who is probably the single most popular rapper in the world right now, you had to know Drake was smashing so many girls who look just like you. And like, why would he? That probably is not even Drake's phone. That's probably one of the hoe burners that they have just around OVO compound.
Out.
That's not even Drake's real. Rihanna has Drake's number. You don't have Drake's number.
Drake probably has like several other phones beside his personal phone that are all like separated by ass size.
Like, color coded.
Like huge, giant, goddamn. Like three different phones. And you were just in one of those.
And he said, what's your IG? Oh, okay. Yeah. Come to Manchester. That's literally how that happened, girl. Like, are you kidding me?
It's crazy. Like, you couldn't fuck Drake and then just be happy about that and go home?
Bitch, because
that's what I would have done.
Let me tell you, bitch, I would have went home with a story. Let me tell all my friends. Everybody come over because I got a tale for you hoes about
and
how
just
Drake...
you bitches. Yeah. You girls who can keep a secret.
Right.
And I'm saving the rest of that for my grandkids, and I'm switching the story around and saying, you know, Drake and I, we had a fling once. Because you know you got to keep it classy. And that's enough. Like, why?
Put
why
that
you
in your memoir 30 years later.
Why you gotta fuck a rapper and have your lifestyle changed? Like, why you couldn't just fuck the rapper, enjoy the fact that you got to fuck Drake and lots of people want to.
Right.
And then go home and be happy about that.
I feel like Drake's sex is good. I really do. I get that feeling.
Listen, not for nothing, but I'd never forget the line where he says, this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking.
Oh.
I was just like, somebody has a story, and I just want intimate detail.
No, because the girls who can be trusted are not running their mouths about the intimate details.
Not yet.
Bitch, if I was pregnant with Drake's baby, let me tell you, I wouldn't tell nobody, because I don't want no hating assholes to try to come up behind me and try to push me down the stairs or nothing. I'm keeping that a secret from everybody, including Drake.
Thank you.
Until I have that baby. I'm not telling Drake neither, because you're not finna hire no hitman to come get me.
That nigga gonna be like Miles when he was on Martin, like, Martin, you're my dad, and I'm not going to Arizona. Like, my baby is going to knock on Drake's door during one of them house parties. Odell Beckham doing backflips in the pool and shit, thinking this shit is sweet. And my baby walking there with a suitcase like, well, which room is mine?
Oh, no. When my child is about 3-4 days old, I'm going to hit him up with the, just so you know, we can do this the personal cute way, or I can get the lawyers involved. But I've given birth to your child. And please feel free to have a DNA test. We can do that.
But see, even if I was lucky enough to carry
hashtag blessed
an Aubrey fetus.
Okay.
When I tell you that, I'd be like, look, this baby's yours. I imagine that you're going to take care of the baby or do your part in taking
care of the baby. At least financially, I don't expect you to be here, you know, physically.
You don't really have to come do anything. Drake seems like the nigga who, like, Drake seems like he would absolutely go and see the baby and be like, look, so sign this NDA. I'm going to treat you great. This baby will want for nothing. I already started a college fund. It's chock full.
And I would sign so quick, bitch.
I'd be like, do you need like a phone? You need me to like, prick my finger and put some blood on the edge.
Should we take a selfie while we do this? I have some witnesses.
Like, I'm willing to look into your 7S and be like, it's all right with me. Deal.
Yes. And me and my baby will FaceTime you. Say hi to daddy. Daddy's on a world tour making us so much money.
I have no
wave
reason
to daddy.
Or desire to beef with you. I don't even know how we got here. But I'm cool as long as you're cool.
If she really is pregnant, she played this all wrong.
She's not pregnant with nothing. She's in her feelings because she fucked Drake and it was probably great. Or she was just excited that she got to fuck Drake. And she wanted some more. She wanted the attention. Like, A, Drake is probably quite busy. Like, even
he's on tour right now.
He's on tour right now, and he's Drake. Like, Khaled is asking his baby every day if the vocals came in, and we don't know if the answer is yes or no yet. And you worried about your own black ass self and the attention you ain't got. Drake is busy. Not to mention he's got several other bitches that he's probably got to entertain day in, day out, and you worried about yourself? Selfish.
Lord, these hoes is doing it all wrong. Why can't it be me to get pregnant with a rich nigga's baby? Because I would do it right.
I don't even want the pregnancy. Just let me have the memories. That would be good enough for
me. Just the dick.
This is why I always say, I don't care if you want to fuck a rapper or not. If that's a goal for you, make sure that you have your own personal bag, ladies. Because there's not a single dick on earth. Drake, Kendrick, nobody, Obama, there's not one on earth that could change the world that I'm gonna play myself over. Okay. Cause I already know what I get to go home to.
That's it.
And it's a self-made situation.
Exactly.
And if you have similar situations for you, I doubt that you would be this pressed unless it was just you saw the mountains, the moon, the heavens, the earth. How does that goddamn song go?
The mountains and the rivers, I saw heaven when I made sweet love to you. Bitch, during the sex, I would be trying to think about, like, let me take a photographic memory right now so I can remember exactly how good this dick was.
I'd be like, Drake, okay, look, you can leave the room. Can I just take a panoramic photo of the room? Like, you don't have to be in the picture. I just want to, like, make sure I have a 360 memory of
that. Honestly, I would sign any NDA Drake wanted me to.
Any okay document. And if there are any ballers listening, any shot callers, I keep secrets. I don't need your money.
I don't need it, but if I get pregnant with your baby, I'm definitely taking it.
Oh, no. Like, see, that's another thing you ain't got to worry about with me. No fallopian, nothing. So, but even if I could, whatever the documentation is, woo, I'll sign it. I'm good.
Yeah.
All I'm looking for is a great time because trying to worry about how to keep the IRS off my own ass back.
I'm just saying, maybe Drake will hear this, and when Boy Meets World gets to... Wait, no. Is that what his tour called?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Never mind. The Weeknd's is the Starboy tour. I got them mixed up. But anyway.
Which is more appropriate, because that is the name of the
tour. Of his album.
Boy Meets World. It's cute, though.
It's Drake.
And there's a giant like something Drake globe would do in the middle of the stage.
Of course.
Which seems like it's in the way.
It don't matter. It don't even matter, though.
Anyway, so Layla, I'm so sorry this didn't work out the way that you thought it was, girl. But let this be a lesson to you. The next time one of these ballers hits you up in your DMs or whatever, somebody says, hey, 2 Chainz want to talk to you or whoever, just go and have a good time.
Oh, girl.
And go back to doing whatever the black fuck it was that you were doing before. If you get some perks out of that or an actual baby, cha-ching, good for you. But don't go into these situations expecting anything more than dick, because 9 times out of 9, these niggas aren't trying to, mm-mm, you know,
no,
change your life or whatever.
They are not. So.
All right. Well, that's it for this week.
Why can't it be me, Lord?
Why can't it just be me?
Let it be me.
It's always
these bitches that ain't got nothing. Why can't it be me?
Like, why not me, Lord? Anyway, we'll be back. Hey guys, this week's episode is being supported by Stamps.com. If you are still going to the post office, dealing with them limited hours and standing in them long lines that make me grit my teeth and want to fight everybody involved and everybody standing in their flashback, sorry, then get your postage on demand with Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right now from your very desk with Stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer or printer. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes, so you can get postage whenever you need it, and you can ride by the post office and laugh real loud.
Yes, it's so convenient. I've used Stamps.com before. In fact, I used it the other day because I needed postage to mail off my I won't be filing these taxes on time form to the IRS.
I know, that's right.
And so with Stamps.com, I ain't have to worry about running to the post office first and standing in that dumbass long-ass line. Right now, you can use our code READ for a 4-week trial, including postage and a digital scale. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the little radio mic at the top of the homepage and type in READ. That's Stamps.com. Click on the mic, code READ. Never go to the post office again and stand in line like a sucker with Stamps.com. Now let's get back to the show.
We are back, and it is time for our listener letters.
It sure is. Send them to asktheread@gmail.com. And our first one this week is from a young lady who calls herself I Fucked Up. She says, "Hi, Crystal and Kifuri. My boyfriend of 5 years has been asking me to have anal sex for the past 2 years.
Oh, God.
But I've always said no.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's just not my thing. And on top of that, my best friend, who is a verse bottom, told me about all the prep work, and I don't have the time or patience to do that. Well, fast forward to the end of March, my boyfriend asked me yet again to have anal sex, and I told him no. He begged and begged, and I got so annoyed that I said, why don't you just ask Desmond to do it? Desmond being the best friend.
I don't want to hear anymore. I kept
asking him to have anal sex with my best friend, flipping the script on him. And of course he kept saying no, but I kept asking because I wanted him to see how annoying it is to be asked something repeatedly after you said you're not interested. That was until 2 weeks ago when I asked him again and he said, okay, I'll try it. At first, I thought he was just joking, and he freaked out and said he was just fucking around on me, so I let it go. I spoke to my best friend about it, and he was annoyed that I even offered him to my boyfriend in the first place.
I know that's motherfucking
right. Okay,
because
I would have been annoyed with that shit, too. Anyway, I was on my best friend's computer, and I went to his downloads to get a video that I pulled from my email, and there were some explicit videos. I clicked it out of curiosity, and it was two guys having sex. I thought it was kind of hot to watch those guys having sex, and I thought about my boyfriend and best friend and how that might be kind of interesting.
This is going, like, it's like a roller coaster. Like, every time I think I know what's about to happen, go ahead.
So I asked my boyfriend again. He said no, and I begged him and told him that I really wanted to.
So now you really want him to fuck your friend.
Yeah, now she really wants it. So she said, I begged him and told him that I really wanted to watch, and he finally said yes. I then went to my best friend, who immediately said to me, hell no, but after I begged him to, he agreed. I set everything up.
What the fuck is happening?
They were
getting in Ask the Read.
I set the whole thing up. They were going to have sex at my house, and I was going to watch with a glass of wine. And there were two rules: no kissing and only
bitch,
front
Olivia
to back.
Olivia Pope, what the fuck is wrong?
Only front to back, they can't have sex facing each other. The day came and they had sex. I figured now my boyfriend got the need for anal out of his system, he would be fine, but I was wrong. Because now he keeps asking me to have anal sex again with my best friend. I asked him if he's gay and he said no, he just likes the feeling. I haven't told my best friend yet that my boyfriend wants to do it again, and I'm concerned that if I don't let my boyfriend have sex with my best friend, that he will start having sex with other guys to fulfill that desire. What should I do? Sincerely, I Fucked Up.
Go and find a new man besides the one that you just turned out, you weird, weird person.
You really did turn your boyfriend out. Like, you basically coerced him into having sex with your friend.
After he told you several times he didn't want to, and you begged both of them.
He was like, this isn't a good idea, but you insisted. And now, duh, he likes the feeling. He been wanting to do it. Like, oh, girl. What was you thinking about?
What? This is probably we have gotten some weird letters. Usually they're just gross. Now, when you said I fucked up and the first thing was my boyfriend wanted to have anal sex, I was like, okay, gross. Now we're going to have a disgusting letter again this
week. Oh, no.
This was just...
I love it.
Layers. I don't know where to begin.
I clicked it because the subject line said, my boyfriend of 5 years had sex with my gay best friend and it's my fault. How could I not click that?
Well, duh.
I have to know. And it is your fault. That's what's crazy. Like, you did this.
You didn't want to get it in the butt. Bad girl. Now, let me tell you something. It's an uphill battle.
I was going to say, that would have been me. Like, if you asking me to open up my balloon knot, it's going to be a hell no. It's going to be a hell no, girl. I can't do it. Ain't enough deep breathing. Ain't enough gun oil. Ain't enough relaxation. No, it ain't enough concentration. Because that's going to hurt.
But as I've said a million times, like, I don't really know. It definitely, you know,
unless
from
your dick
what
is the size of a pencil, it's going to hurt.
It's not going to feel great either way the first time.
See?
Because... That anyway, I don't have the time to break down the biology or whatever. I don't know. The thing that always confuses me about straight men who want to have anal sex with their girlfriends or wives or whatever so badly is that you have other means. Like, you have two other holes. You know what I'm saying? And
right,
men, you know, we have the prostate spot, the G spot, right. prostate, mm-hmm. whatever,
that's
which is a real thing. Women don't have a prostate and their G spot is in the other hole. So it's like, I understand women being like, that will not happen. It just won't. I don't see the point. I don't want to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Gay men have no other choice. So.
But I know there are some women who really like it. I guess it stimulates them in a different way. And I'm, you know, if you love it, then that's great for you, girl. It's
yeah.
just not for me personally. So I understand you saying no. The fact that you decided that.
I could understand you not wanting to try it. And there you could have tried it and liked it. Because I do know women who also love it.
Right.
But I could understand not wanting to put yourself through the process of trying a shit out at all. Because even with myself, it was initially, you know, in my intro to gay, I was kind of like, this is
this
just
won't
not,
work.
I thought I wanted it and I didn't. I had to actually see the grass.
That's how I know people don't choose to be gay.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck you want to go through all of this? We're not talking about the woes of a bottom. Maybe I'll write a book one day.
You should.
Either way,
you
sis,
really should.
I just don't understand how you turn it. First of all, it's extremely problematic for you to turn around and be like, well, if you want to fuck somebody in the ass so much, why don't you go and fuck a guy? And then for that guy to be your best friend.
Right.
And then somehow you ended up watching gay porn. And I know a lot of women also who love watching gay porn, like it turns them on. And I don't know why, but
I don't either.
I'm not a woman and gay sex is a part of my real life. So I can't question it. You like what you like. I just right. know a lot of girls that like it.
Yeah.
So it must be a thing.
Maybe it's like, wow, two dicks instead of one.
I don't know. Like, but none of them are for you.
Well, I have a friend who is sexually free. I'll say that.
Okay.
And she likes the feeling of double penetration. She likes one in the Ruta and one in the Tuta. Yes.
Okay. That probably feels like if I were a
like
woman, I would be quest. I would want to know what that felt like.
Yeah.
There's like some things that are like,
Yeah, because a thumb in your ass is not bad.
Yeah, but this is a thumb.
Right. Exactly. Like, a thumb is fine. I mean, but it took me a while to even be okay with that. I'm like, eh, I don't know.
It's
you
just like,
chill out.
You know, like,
we could just not.
Fun in other places.
Right, like we,
and if you've got big tits,
so much
then you've
to
got
touch.
That.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Although I don't really like my titties. I don't like.
I don't understand why anybody
you
would.
Could honestly ignore my titties every time and I would be fine with that because they are so annoying. Like, they're boring to me. I don't.
I mean, but they're yours.
I'm just like, if I could take them off, I would.
Ooh, that would probably be so great.
Oh my God. If you could come home and take your titties off. Oh my God. Women across the planet would be happier. Mm. You could just be like, it's been a long day.
That needs to be what Dr. Miami focuses on.
Okay.
Removable titties.
Removable titties.
Like, just
find out a way for us to take these off.
And just put them down.
And just wear them when they're convenient.
Put them in a charger or something. Get back to them when you're
oh,
ready.
Oh, bitch, my titties are on low. I can't even take them out today.
Right. No, none today.
I didn't even charge the backup battery or nothing for these hoes.
So,
what were we talking about? Oh, this
you
girl.
Then, after deciding that you love the sight of gay sex, then you switched from being I lost language.
I don't know.
Sarcastic or facetious, whatever word.
Yeah, you went from trying to turn it on its head.
A mock him.
Right. You went from like trying to teach him a point to
then being like dead serious. I want you to fuck him and I want to watch.
And I would not want to watch my best friend have sex. Ew.
I wouldn't like.
Ew, gross. Ew. Ew, that is nasty.
With your man. Like,
I mean, but not at all. Ugh.
I just don't understand how this worked for you. Like, I know a lot of freaky couples and just freaky people. You know what I'm saying? And I would, you know, dabble in a few things. But I would never be like, I really want you to fuck my homegirl.
Yeah.
And let me watch.
I mean, I'll watch, but I don't want to watch people I know having sex. And I especially don't want to watch my man have sex with anybody who ain't me.
I'll watch people I know have sex. I won't watch one of my friends have sex.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, I won't watch my friend have sex because that's just a private Tinder moment. And I don't want to think of you. I don't want to know the things you holler out. I don't want to see the look on your face. I don't want to see your vagina.
Like your best.
Oh, no, it's just wrong. It's like
watching
your brother.
Don't talk about different friendships. have different types of friendships.
No, it would be like watching but, a sibling.
Your man said no several times. Your friend said no several times. And then you tried to convince them to do it anyway. And they finally said yes because this man is gay. And so having dick is not foreign to him.
I mean, and if your boyfriend is fine, he was curious anyway. If, and you begging him to do it.
So.
Sure.
He wanted to try anal so much, probably for the same reason what I was just saying. Like, he wanted to know what it felt like. And now he felt it. He liked it. Duh. Which, if you just think of the science of the body. Like,
I mean, I'm not surprised that any man enjoys anal sex because I'm sure that's a very tight area. So I'm sure it feels fantastic for your dick. I'm sure it does.
I don't want to get too vulgar. I have several bisexual guy friends, and I've dated guys and slept with guys that are bisexual. And somebody described the difference between them to me great one day. Because he was like, there's not like a really one that's better than the other. They're both great for different reasons.
Okay.
And basically, like, you can do more with a vagina, which makes sense because it has the elasticity. Right. It's made for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
So you can really, like...
You can go in there.
Go crazy without worrying about having to take this bitch to Cedar.
Oh, you probably have to be a little more careful in there.
Right. Anyway. I don't want to have to take you down to Mount Sinai or wherever afterwards.
I don't
want
to have
because
to. Yeah, I'm going to rupture something.
Right. Shit. You might still be able to kill a few girls if you don't play.
Say, there's rough vaginal sex, too. Like, there's a such thing as doing the most.
But you definitely can't do a fraction of that. And nobody. Right. Well, some people are able.
Okay, well, I just don't know what kind of magic y'all must be pulling off back there.
Some people do some training.
Okay.
And they get to where they can handle whatever's thrown at them, literally.
Well, you know, I've seen some screenshots, and I'm going to just leave that right there.
Either way, if your boyfriend now decides to go and fuck your friend again, oh, well, girl. Like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, he shouldn't. But you put him in a situation where he's like, he went from, like, begging you and dying and being excited for this experience. And then you gave it to him with somebody else. And now he knows how much he likes it. And you are like telling him whatever about it. Or did she say she wanted to watch it again or she didn't want it to happen again?
No, she doesn't. She thought he would do it once and get it out of his system. That's not how sexuality works either.
It doesn't. Oh my gosh, girl. You did fuck up. At least you know. You need to just break up with him.
You should have broke up with him when he kept asking to have anal and you didn't want to do it. And he kept asking. You should have been like, this ain't going to work out. Because you have a deep, deep desire to go in booty hole and I'm not
going
to give
and
you
And I'm
that.
Not going to let you do it.
So we just need to end this right now.
Because whether he fucks your friend or some other guy or some other girl who allows him to do it.
Anybody with a willing booty, huh?
Getting in some booty again.
Yes.
And so if it's
now
not
it's
yours,
just as great as he thought it was going to be. You did fuck up. You did, sis. So,
oh, well, are you gay? Bitch, you asked me to do this.
And you have a butthole.
I wanted to go off so bad.
He probably is waiting on her to break up with him.
He's probably like, I was hoping. Like, I didn't know how to do it myself. I didn't want you to get the wrong idea. But thanks.
Lord.
Bye. Like, okay. Just leave him, nigga, and be like, you know what? My bad. And I hope you have a good time. And I'm sorry I brought both of you in this for my whole, like... I hope you at least had a tweet, oops, oh my moment and touched yourself while you was drinking the wine or something. Like, I would never be able to get the memory of my man fucking my best friend or my best friend fucking. Like, every time I see that person again, I'm going to think about that. But you liked it. I guess just not enough for them to continue doing it. I don't know. I'm so lost.
Yeah, no, I would not. Just leave. This relationship is over, sis.
It's done.
All right.
I mean, is there even a need to do another letter? Like, my God, that took the cake.
Let's do one more. Yeah, this one is a little... okay.
It's definitely not topping that.
This is from...
topping that.
You know, normally I try to wait and leave the awful one till the end, but I decided let's just come right out the gate.
My word.
So this week... this one's from Yolanda. It says...
Adams?
No. Salazar? That's a fake name. Salazar? Okay, good night. I'm emailing you about an issue I have at home with my dad. I am a student living at home with my parents. Although it does not feel that way, I am going into my third year of university and I still get treated like a child. Both my parents look at me as a child and I am still not able to do anything without their permission. What is worse is that now it's income tax season and my dad usually files my taxes. But what I found out a couple weeks ago is that while he's filing them, he takes a large portion of my refund money as well, so that I do not receive the full amount that I was supposed to. This year, I decided that I was going to go somewhere to get my taxes filed instead so that they could do it for me without, so I wouldn't be robbed from my father. And when he found out about it, he got so angry and told me that I cannot do that because I'm still a student living under his roof. And then if I go to a tax office, they will not file my taxes because they need his in order to do it. He also told me that if I go somewhere else to get them filed, he will not give me his income tax information when I reapply for student loans. Without that, I cannot receive any financial aid and I cannot afford to pay for school out of pocket. My question to you guys is, what would you do in this situation? Thanks.
Move.
Yolanda. Listen, Yolanda. That's it. Keep your tongue right there, girl.
The only.
Because what your dad is probably talking about is that he still claims you under his taxes because you're dependent. And if you're living at their house, right. If you're living in under their roof, then you technically are dependent.
Depending on them.
Right. Because they're paying all your bills. So if you want to file a single and get all your money back by yourself, you're also going to have to separate yourself from them. Like, maybe not if your parents were more, well, I don't even want to say reasonable, because if I'm paying for your rent and probably everything, it doesn't sound like you work anything more than probably like a part-time job. So it sounds like your parents are taking care of you in that way. I don't know, girl. I feel like
this would be more, I would be more understanding maybe of her side of things if she did. I mean, I don't know, but like if you were out on your own and had things that you needed this money for, like real, you know,
right,
rent and all of that type of stuff, then I would be like, girl, yes.
Guess who's fine?
Yes, fine. Okay, sure. All right.
Is it on silent? Guess who's fine? Guess who's fine? Okay, I'm done.
Thanks. And. Yeah, like it sounds like you would be using this income tax money to do what? You know what I'm saying? Like, right, I don't know. To
you
have
just
fun?
Want all your money. Yeah, I mean,
like, I get it.
Wanting, I do.
You know, as much money as you can get. But I had some similar moments like that too, because my mama is a CPA, and so she was doing my taxes for a while. And there'd be plenty of times where I'm like, I really want that new PlayStation, and I just need this. And if I weren't, my mama was like, well, then get your ass out. because no. Yeah. And that made sense. Like, in the, you are their dependent, right. And whether they're being harsh about it or not, you know, sugarcoating shit for you, they're allowed to do that. You know what I'm saying? So
you talking about you want all your money, but it sounds like they just want their money back.
Right. Them allowing you to like claim yourself or whatever would be like a privilege. Like that would be nice. Being nice to you. You know what I'm saying? Because there was maybe one year where my mom was like, okay. And I think it was because I needed a MacBook. And I needed or wanted that MacBook specifically for work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was like,
fine.
Fine. She had two other dependents. So like,
okay, this one can go.
A few hundred less this year. Cool.
But I'm thinking back on it, and I worked from 14, 15 years old, and I never got any tax refund money. And I mean, I'm sure I probably, you know, got back a few hundred, maybe up to $1,000, maybe. I don't even know that I never saw that. My mama was like, well, I'm the bitch who bought the car in the first fucking place. I'm the one who's been paying for you to live all these years. I mean, it's not like you could ever really reimburse your parents for the money they've spent on you.
Right.
And I would just, I mean, I see why you're upset, girl, but if you want to be a grown woman and get all your money back, you got to put yourself in grown situations. And trust me, there's no rush to come out here and try to get a job
at all.
And
none.
Be miserable with the rest of us.
None at all. Count them blessings and take
whatever
you get. I would
be like, thank you for my $250, daddy.
Shit, I can't even think of the last time I seen a refund. How about that? Grown.
Yeah, girl, I'm sorry. I know it hurts, but until you out on your own, taking care of everything on your own, then you can get your little money back.
But, and that seems like one of those things that when you have your own kids and this thing comes back around, you're going to be looking at them like, I don't give a fuck about any of what you're talking about.
I know you didn't come to me talking about that's my money and I'm stealing from you, little nigga. Let me tell you who been taking. Let me tell you who has been giving.
Do you know how much money I have spent on your alone black ass every year?
Do you know how rich I would be if not life? For you?
I could have been places. I could have gone to places. I could have seen the fight in Dubai. But your ass. I'm like,
you are so dumb.
Well, that's how I feel about that, girl.
All right. Yes. Let's just end the questions there. Send yours to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be back.
The booty passer out decided she wanted to have a hold. Just passing out ass. Hey guys, today's episode of The Read is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. Whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or if you are that geek like me, Loot Crate is the best surprise you know is coming. Every month there's a different theme and new exclusive item you can only get with Loot Crates. In the last box, I received some very fancy items, including an Overwatch shirt that I love that says Primal Rage on it. And my new favorite item is the Steven Universe underwear that I got with ruby and sapphire.
Oh yeah, those are really cute.
And garnet on the ass. Expect to see that on Instagram. The upcoming theme for May is Guardians, featuring items from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which I can't wait to see, Star Wars, Destiny, and The Goonies. And of course, one lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate featuring a premium format Grot figure from Sideshow Collectibles that stands of 22.5 inches tall, and that's just one of the Mega Crate prizes that they do every month. Crystal will tell you more.
Well, low-key, I'm hoping I'm the lucky bitch who gets the Mega Crate, because that sounds amazing. I'm not even totally sure what it is. I know I got some real cute stuff in my Loot Crate, a little Ninja Turtles pizza purse, and it's like shaped like a slice of pizza. It's really cute, and some adorable Batman socks, all kinds of stuff. You guys have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. You missed it. So make sure you go to lootcrate.com/read and enter code READ to save $3 on any new subscription today. That's lootcrate.com/read. Offer code READ. Save $3 on any new subscription. You might get some really adorable Steven Universe draws like Kid Fury does. You can be a thought on Instagram like he's going to be. Yep. Again, lootcrate.com/read. Offer code READ. Let them know we sent you and let's keep going.
This week's also being supported by Squarespace. Whatever your next big idea might be, count on Squarespace to help you create an eye-catching online platform that brings it to life. That's right. Whether you are trying to showcase your work or sell some Fenty Puma knockoffs, Squarespace provides all the tools you'll need to look like an expert right from the very start, including a unique domain. And with Squarespace's award-winning templates, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. There's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade. You don't have to worry about a million tabs and plugins and all of the likes and the which and the such. And if you come across any technical difficulties, you can depend on Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support to help you with any problem. Think of them as your very own IT department.
Yes, and they have been very helpful to me personally because I have needed help doing something that probably was super easy, and they don't judge you or anything. You just send an email and somebody gets right back to you with an answer. So go ahead and make your next big move by starting your free trial at squarespace.com today. Enter offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's code READ to get 10% off your very first Squarespace purchase. Squarespace.com. Make your next move with Squarespace and The READ. And let's wrap up the show.
We are back, and it is now time for The READ.
It is. And I'm honestly not even totally sure that I have one this week. It was going to be Charles Barkley, but then he clarified his comments. So
what the fuck does she do?
Oh, God. You know, Isaiah Thomas's sister died in a car. Well, you probably don't know. Yeah. Isaiah Thomas is a basketball player.
Okay.
His That's sister died tragically in a car accident one day before they had a game. I'm trying to remember who they played, but I think it was Miami. But anyway, the playoffs are going on. So,
already?
Yeah. So he was on the sidelines, you know, visibly upset before the game, crying and being comforted by a teammate. And Charles Barkley was like, you know, this makes me uncomfortable to watch and something else. And it just seemed really insensitive and fucked up. And then he came back a couple days later and was like, oh, I was just saying, I think it's fucked up because, you know, sad. He shouldn't be, right? Like, it's a sad thing. Like, it makes me sad to see somebody that sad. And, you know, maybe he should be at home or something like that. It was something that made me less angry at him. So Now I'm not really sure I have a read. So,
well, speaking of basketball,
I could Google what Trump's administration has done.
I'm sure you'll have plenty, like a week's worth. Meaning we can sit in here for.
Oh
a
God,
week.
They deported some dreamer. Did you see that?
No.
Oh my God. Oh, he's such a piece of shit. Anyway, go ahead.
So I don't know much about Gilbert Arenas besides the fact that he says stupid things a lot. And once upon a time, he played basketball.
Oh, yes.
There's an Instagram page called Pro Black Thought. They posted a photo quote that says, "Dear black girl, you don't have to be mixed to be beautiful." The caption says, "Your African features are all you need for attractiveness. Never tell yourself or let anyone tell you that in order to be attractive, you must be mixed." Gilbert Arenas left a comment and said, "How black are we talking? Not to be funny, can you name a beautiful black woman on the outside? Not brown skin like Tyrese Black. Top 50 most..." Top 50 most beautiful women of off all time. The darkest women they have is Keisha Knight Pullman, a.k.a. Rudy, Gab, Union. I wish you could see, like, I don't know why he put these people's names in parentheses. And then, like,
he probably can barely write. I'm sure this is very illiterate.
It is very clearly, like, he put Gab in parentheses with two parentheses back to back at the end. And then
he don't know how to use parentheses.
He doesn't know what a parenthesis is. And he's using 5 million of them. Like, what are you doing, bitch?
And it probably took him 30 minutes to write that comment.
Exactly. Then he says, "When you say African features black, then you have number one Lupita Nyong'o. And she's cute when the lights are off."
What?
"Second is Ajuma Nasinyana, sorry but ew. So the beautiful black women you try to boost up is technically light-skinned or brown-skinned."
Wow, what a piece of shit.
This pissed me off for several reasons. The reason it pissed me off the most, I mean, first of all, I don't care about Gilbert Arenas, and I'm just kind of annoyed by the only reason I ever hear him of him is because I see a screenshot of this dumbass name, No Chill
what a
Gil,
bitch.
And then some dumb shit follows. And it's like, you don't do anything else? Like, you...
But
anyway.
You're not cute. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
The thing that pissed me off the most is that I remember watching a video of Ajuma talking about growing up and how her skin color affected confidence and the way that she looked at herself and boys not wanting to date her or get Valentine's Day cards. And even being a successful model and people telling her how gorgeous she is, she still has trouble, you know, feeling that way on the inside about herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you to come on the internet afterwards, looking, when you look like a toe knuckle... And then come up on the internet and try and talk about anybody else's looks. I just feel like it's time for a hashtag stop ugly niggas from judging 2017.
Amen.
Like, you just don't. I mean, even if you were fine out of your motherfucking, you know, out the frame.
Right.
You have no business attacking other women or their looks or their features, especially for being a certain skin tone or for having African features or whatever. It's just ignorant. It's dumb. It's pointless. I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of black men attacking black women simply for being black. Like, that's the whole, you're the right. Only thing you're saying about
for
this
is
that they are black and they so black and so African that they ugly and they're never going to be. Every black woman who is attractive is light skinned or brown skinned, which I'm so tired of hearing because it's all brown. All of it's brown. Every color is brown. There are different shades of brown. When you say brown skin, you're talking about most of us, bitch, because it's brown. Past that, you know, I don't really feel like I need to get into, like, the meat of why I feel like this whole thing is problematic. And Gilbert Arenas is a clear dumbass.
Right.
And he... came forward afterwards and like tried to, he came up with this ashy ass apology talking about, I never say sorry for shit, but I read this wrong and got into my feelings. I thought it was saying, if you're mixed, you're not considered black and beautiful, and my kids are mixed and dark skinned, so I perceived it how I wanted to. You did perceive it how you wanted to. It ain't nobody's fault that your ass can't read, or, you know, it's not the fact that your reading comprehension is in the toilet doesn't, this nobody's problem or fault but yours. And if you are saying that your kids, your same kids that you also said fuck them kids on like a phone call,
oh,
that leaked.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
But anyway,
this is garbage.
Them same kids, you're saying that your kids are mixed and dark skinned. And then you went on to attack dark-skinned women. I don't understand what you're talking about. But then he later on said some shit like, where is it? I guess he has like a girl or somebody in his life that got him together over it, basically. And he said, well, because she, you know, is somebody who won't attack me in public but will get me together in private, then blah, blah, blah. And I know that was wrong and I deserve anything that comes my way, and blah, 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 whatever. You don't know any of the reason why you're actually wrong.
Right.
You know that people are dragging you as they usually do, and somebody who probably gave you, who you were lucky enough probably to get some ass from, it sounds like, judging from this. Mm. Because you ugly and dumb and disrespectful, and yet somebody still wanted to fuck you. You don't even play basketball anymore. Now you're acting like you have a change of heart. No, because this whole explanation has nothing to do with what you actually said. Even if you interpreted it the way, even if your interpretation was the way you're claiming it was, what does that have to do with you attacking two other whole ass women who ain't saying nothing to nobody and talking about they, Lupita only looks good when the lights are off? Bitch, well, I guess you ugly, broke, and blind.
Okay.
Because we have been celebrating these women and their fineness for quite some time. Lupita is fine, beautiful, black, and employed.
The fact that you have the nerve looking like that to say anything about Lupita Nyong'o's face.
Like a long pinky toe.
What you mean only fine with, like, Lupita is fine from every angle, in direct sunlight.
Every color.
She does not look bad ever, period. What the fuck is you talking about?
What are you talking about, you ugly bitch? Like,
your
what?
Baby mama ain't nowhere near as fine as Lupita Nyong'o.
And that's a fact.
She can't touch Lupita on Lupita's worst day. Fuck is you talking about?
And that's somebody who you decided to have children with. And that's no shade to her. It's just a simple fact.
Right.
So what are you even talking about? And why did you feel like you needed to come over here and say that shit? If you are so busy or so concerned with protecting your kids, then you go and pass on whatever moral messages and things like that that you feel like you need to pass on to your kids and leave everybody the fuck else alone. You wanted some attention because you ain't got shit else to do. Mm. And you decided that you were going to come on here and misspell a whole bunch of people's names and other English words and look just as dumb as your ass actually is. Nobody needs your opinion. Nobody cares. Black men, white men, green men, purple men, orange men, black women, their beauty, their value, their worth ain't no business of yours. Mind your business, know your place, earn your spot. I'm sorry. That's a quote from somebody else. But that's what it is. Like, bitch, nobody, why are black women's beauty and their and what they're worth and their bodies and all of that stuff always put on a chopping block for everybody else to pick apart and dissect? Nobody gives a fuck about how you feel, bitch. You're not even. And then to top it off, I'm tired of seeing all of these horseshoe face ass niggas talking about what they deserve and what a real bitch is and how beautiful this one is and she ain't really cute because look at her thumbs and, oh, this one's edges and blah, blah, blah. You would be so lucky to get a howdy do from most of the women. Even just a have a nice day.
Nigga, bye.
A side eye even. From 99% of the women that y'all be trying to pick apart and trash on social media. And I get it's funny and it's cute or whatever to you and plenty of the Gilbert Arenas and whoever the fuck, just because you got a blue check next to your name or whatever, you'll get pussy from somebody. And it's a sick, sad world. Mm-hmm. That's why we say this shit. But let this be a lesson for the rest of you motherfucking niggas that are putting the lemon and the pepper on my wings, bitch. Nobody asked you. Nobody needs it.
Oh, God. I just Googled the Instagram comment, and it is just as ignorant looking as you said.
What are all of these? Why are you putting these people's names in parentheses?
You brought Serena Williams into this? Oh, no. Mm-mm. Serena's a far better athlete in her sleep than you could ever dream to be. So you might want to chill out on that also and as well. Wow, what a dickhead.
If you called Keisha, Gabrielle Union, any of these women and ask them how they felt about Gilbert Arenas, most of them I would assume would say who.
And then Google that real quick.
And then once that you showed them a photo on Google Images of who this was, they would probably laugh and say they don't give a fuck about how this bitch feels. I mean, because the nerve. And I, again,
you
I
are
wanna,
black as shit. You are nobody's light skin mixed. What?
You dark skinned and ugly.
Let me
and
not his all mama.
And you not ugly cause you dark skinned. You ugly cause you ugly. And so
you ugly cause your face is arranged in an ugly way.
I'm confused and I'm just sick and tired of the bullshit. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you have every right to think somebody is cute and somebody else is not cute. But for you to sit up here and come and try and attack somebody else or attack not even just these individual women, but an entire group of women that look a certain type of way and say, well, they're not beautiful because I can't read. Bitch! Retire yourself. Not like you already retired or were retired from whatever it is that you used to do. And I heard like Shanghai or some of the girls over there took you and then spit your ass back out or whatever. But girl, we don't need any more of this.
You have black ass daughters. This is what's blowing my mind. Like,
and he said that in the, he was like, oh, well, you know, because my kids are mixed and dark skinned. So then
what the fuck
so
are
then
you talking
why
about?
Why did you spend all of these moments ignoring
so
that red line underneath them words to then come here and attack dark skinned women? Like, that makes no sense. Again, logic.
I'm looking at his two dark-ass, beautiful daughters right now, wondering how he found the space to say this about somebody else's child. Like, niggas are really dumb. This is why I implore ladies, you women, just please stop letting these niggas have any sort of effect on your self-esteem or self-worth, because these niggas are straight-up fucking stupid, girl. You gonna listen to somebody this fucking dumb? Gilbert Arenas shitting on black women.
Who hasn't
women.
Been in an arena and who knows?
Shitting on dark-skinned women. I'm sure he's born of a dark-skinned woman and has dark-skinned children. And is dark-skinned his damn self. What?
This is why Janelle Monae said you can't get your pussy these niggas no more. And I laughed because it was
strike.
Funny to me. But
the pussy strike is real.
This is why. The pussy strike. Pussy strike 2017. This is why. Y'all niggas are making it hard for yourself. I'm good. I like dick. And there's no shortage of it. So I don't have
there's
to try
no
convince
shortage of dick.
Any of these women out here to give me a chance because you fucking it up for everybody. Like, mm-mm. When these girls say, you know what, we've had enough. Go yeah. And find the rest of your Iggy's with asses this big or pay for them yourself. Because...
But the problem is there's always an ignorant ass light-skinned or white girl somewhere who don't care that you shitting on dark-skinned women. Because they're like, oh, he not talking about me. And yeah, y'all's dark asses is ugly. He's always a couple of them birds somewhere in the pocket ready to fuck him and make him feel like what he said was okay.
Well, I hope they can make greens. And I hope they can do everything that's lit about black
you
culture.
You will never have cornbread again, nigga. Now
except
what?
The kind with kernels in it.
Oh!
Speaking of which, I also have another read.
And I know what it is. I know what it is.
Kelly Kapowski has lost her whole ass mind.
I know.
And the bell ain't saving her ass today. Let me tell you something. She had the nerve.
I knew it.
To suggest that people... okay, so I don't know how to pronounce her name. Tiffany Thessalonians.
Tiffany, I think Thiessen.
Whatever. She...
Thessalonians.
Has like a cooking show, I guess. And she's still super cute. Like, she's really adorable.
She is, but let's stop giving thin white women cooking shows. Let's stop that.
She suggests that people make guacamole with grapefruit in it. And I just want to ask her, Tiffany.
I'll slap you.
Why? Ruby red grapefruit and sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds? What? In guacamole? Is something wrong with mashed up avocado and lime juice and diced tomatoes? Is something wrong with that?
Oh my God! Leave! So my other read is white people leave ethnic food alone.
Yes.
Mexico never did anything to you. I'm sure that they ran Saved by the Bell reruns out there and watched it and kiki'd and laughed with Zach and the gang or whatever. They never did anything to you for you to come and destroy guac. Like, why?
Grapefruit?
First it was apples, now grapefruit. And do you know somebody
peas. Did you see
yes,
that?
Yes, that too. Like, girl, what? Somebody slided. Somebody tried. I'm talking like Gilbert. To say, oh, well, you know, she's simply substituting the tomatoes, which are a fruit, with grapefruit. And I don't see, like, what the big deal is or whatever. I was like, girl, first of all, she's not substituting the tomatoes for anything because I think that she still put tomatoes in this. I could be wrong. But even if she does,
tomatoes
and grapefruit taste so different, girls.
Tomatoes are far more bland in flavor. Like, they have a much less distinct, sharp flavor than grapefruit does.
Which is why you have to remind people sometimes, people who aren't me because I'm not dumb, girl, that tomatoes are a fruit. But the fact that you needed to tell me, tomatoes, which are a fruit. Like, that doesn't have...
Fruits aren't all interchangeable. You can't be like, oh, the recipe calls for tomatoes, but let's just get some bananas instead.
Like, right! Like, also, okay, so if you were making a salsa, would you substitute the tomatoes for grapefruit? No, girl, because that would be disgusting. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Stop it. Leave it alone. Guacamole is fine the whole ass way.
It's already a
that
thing.
It is. I have had guacamole made.
Oh, God.
Right in front of me in the little.
Yes, with the pestle thing.
Yeah, where they
yes.
And the Flintstone.
Bitch, let me get to a motherburger.
I want one of those. I went to like a Mexican restaurant, like an authentic one time, and they made that shit in front of me.
Yes, it's delicious.
I don't know what you call this shit, but I want one.
I mean, when they slice the avocado right in front of your face and just make it.
And then just put it right in there with the lime and a little cylantro, a little garlic.
This is delicious. Oh my God, this is so good.
A little tomato and just.
Never once have the Mexican people presented me with a grapefruit option.
And you are allowed to do what you want to do. But I feel like when you suggest that I try it, it's disrespectful because I have guacamole. Guacamole has been around for a long ass time. Mexico put it out and they were like, here, girl, I guess y'all can try it because I guess we can't keep it from you or whatever. So you know, you can have some or whatever. And it has been delicious the way that it is. Mm-mm. This whole ass time. And here y'all come trying to make new shit and try other shit. And, oh, well, you never know until you try it. I'm not trying it. I don't have to try it. I have guac. It's not like something that I've never heard of that's like brand new,
right.
And I'm going to another country or another state even, and this is something that's just only way to try it is this. No.
Grapefruit? Like chunks of grapefruit or grapefruit juice? What is...
Grapefruit, like the segments
of the
grapefruit.
That would ruin my guacamole experience.
Sunflower seeds. I don't want to try it. I'm good with the guac I got.
Why do we need a crunch in the guacamole? Use chips for that. She must be looking for like some kind of low-carb guacamole snack.
I heard that she's like, instead of chips, she used like green peppers or bell peppers.
Oh my God.
Because they hold up like a tortilla chip.
If you don't give me some fucking chips and quit playing...
Tostitos makes the scoop kind now. I don't even have to try her. Like, what are you talking about?
I knew it was some fake healthy shit, though. I knew that. Y'all
of course
always
it is. No. Never. And somebody retweeted some shit that I saw. I don't know whose idea this was. Cornflake Jamaican sausage fried rice. Kiss
what?
My ass. What? This ain't got nothing to do with Jamaica. Nothing. To do with Jamaica.
Cornflakes.
I have never cornflakes. Jamaican sausage, whatever that is.
I was gonna ask.
And fried rice. You took a cereal. You somehow Jamaican sausage and then said, let's just toss it in some fried rice and said, hey.
Do Jamaicans eat fried rice? I thought Jamaican fried rice was like a thing, maybe, and I had just never heard of it when you first said it. But, bitch, what is...
Jamaicans can fry rice. Anybody can. But when you typically think of fried rice, You're not like, fried rice is not a staple on the island of Jamaica.
Yeah.
Fried rice was fucked up and perfected by Asians. Everybody knows this.
Yes.
Just the same way, as far as I know, cornflakes is an American cereal.
Cornflakes and rice? Who the fuck needs corn and rice?
Cornflakes and girl.
What is Jamaican sausage? Let me Google Jamaican sausage.
I don't know it. I know that there is sausage in Jamaica, but I don't know of a sausage movement in the island that's so crazy that you just say Jamaican sausage and I know what you're talking about. I'm assuming that they just took whatever ass sausage and just put jerk seasoning on it.
The very first entry on Google says a Jamaican's man penis. A Jamaican man's penis.
I mean, it's probably the first thing that comes to mind.
Was it like a jerk sausage? Is that
I'm assuming that they just jerked some, like they just put some jerk sauce or seasoning or whatever.
A white person is behind this.
Because you
nonsense.
Can jerk.
Cornflakes and rice, bitch. What?
Not even a black American would put cornflakes in fried rice and put sausages in.
No.
Mm-hmm. This is disgusting. And the fact that you would not only involve Jamaica in it, talking about the crunch of cornflakes, the jerk of the Caribbean, and the softness of rice present a most unique dish. Yes, it's unique in the fact that I will never be trying it or suggesting that anybody else will. And you can kiss my ass for putting this up on the internet. Cornflakes and rice with sausage.
That sounds like one of them creations white people come up with for the office potluck. Like, it's a casserole with a crunchy topping.
If there's one thing I don't miss, it is an office potluck.
Ain't that it?
Oh my God.
I've never been so glad as when I moved to. I feel like they're much less common in New York City.
Oh yeah, probably.
But when I lived in Oklahoma, nigga, they stayed with a potluck.
The businesses here, like especially like a good business with like some money.
They'd be like, catering.
When it comes to a potluck, yeah, just call Nobu or one of these people.
Because we know most of y'all don't even really have kitchens like that.
Right. So just, bring in some steaks, some wings or whatever.
Yeah,
like, yeah, they don't do potlucks like that here at all. Not
potluck? No, girl. The owner of the company is going to get on Grubhub real quick and just get something for everybody.
Absolutely. Maybe at least outside of Manhattan. You know, the Brooklyn where things are normal for the most part.
Williamsburg, yeah. Further down.
Yeah, not there.
Way further.
Further
down.
The actual.
Oh man,
because
I saw an ad on Twitter the other day for an apartment in Crown Heights, a new building, studio starting at I think 2,600, one bedrooms for 2,800, something like that in Crown Heights, my nigga.
Does it come with an invitation to meet the twins when they're born in the hospital room?
Okay, because are you out your fucking mind?
Do I get to name the babies or what? Oh, a studio?
I wish I would pay
in Crown Heights.
$2,000+ for
a month?
I don't give a fuck if it's a luxury or not, bitch. It is a one room apartment. What are you talking about? $2,300. I'll slap you and your mama.
Well,
but that's just white people ruining
Brooklyn. That's it for me. White people, leave ethnic food alone, please. And if you're going to cook it or make it or put it on your shows, your recipe pages, at least stop doing all of this Caucasian Adventure Time bullshit that y'all be pulling, throwing random acorns and pastas and putting putting fucking algae and shit and tacos. You weird motherfuckers, leave people's food alone and do that shit with the green bean casserole that you've had your whole life.
Yes, amen. All right.
Hot dogs and mac.
I mean,
hot dogs and mac
like
is kind
that.
Of good.
Yes.
It is pretty good.
I like beanie weenie too.
It is pretty good.
It is just good.
It just tastes great.
I kind of want some right now.
I mean, just do more of that.
Yes. White people, just take poor food. Y'all are good at taking poor foods and coming up with something edible. But don't take nothing we already have and remix it with your white ways, because it does not turn out well. Bitch, cornflakes and rice.
And they'd be so excited too, making fucked up guacamole and wearing sombreros and shit on the Food Network. Be like, just bring, Latin America to your kitchen. Mm-mm. No.
It's only two
Stop
white
it.
Women I trust on TV with food, and that's Ina Garten and the Pioneer Woman.
Say it again.
Because every Thanksgiving I watch, because that's how you know whether white people can cook. They Thanksgiving specials.
Contessa and them bare feet.
Okay. Now that bitch is a legend.
She is an icon.
But Ree is from the backwoods of Oklahoma. And she'd be like, well, we finna sit here and make cornbread from scratch. And if you know nothing about this, white people, then get out your cast iron, because you cannot have dressing without cornbread. And I said, this white woman gets it.
And see, that is there are so many country cooking ass white people that I don't know how, like,
how did Kelly Kapowski get a show making putting grapefruit in guacamole, man? How did that happen?
It's probably, I don't know, is it like a network that's like, jazz it up, do something we haven't seen before? Do they pressure you to do it and you're just like, well, I have a grapefruit and I was gonna make some guacamole, let's see what that's I don't know what it is. I don't even care if it doesn't taste bad. I'm never trying it,
right?
Because I like guacamole the way that it is. It tastes fine the way that it is, and there's no reason for me to try it any other way.
Amen.
So no, and I'm done.
All right, that wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at This Is The Read. Check out our website, thisistheread.com. Happy 420.
Woo! Oh yes,
shake your titties,
celebrate good times, come on.
I'm gonna be high all day.
Speaking of which, we have a special 420 sale going on.
Yes, we do.
Hashtag The Read 420. Special limited edition merch is on sale, including a dad hat and t-shirt, available today, 420, on shoptheread.com, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. So
go get your weed read paraphernalia.
Absolutely, because we're that kind of ghetto. So go and check that out. And oh, also tomorrow I will be in Chicago for the next stop on the Furious Thoughts Live tour. And I will see you on Saturday in Seattle, Washington, where I hear you can just walk into the dispensary.
Yeah. So remember last time we went to Seattle?
Yes, I do, but I forgot. It's been like a little while.
It has been a while.
So maybe I'll stay a little longer. Maybe like one day. Maybe like half an extra.
That's going to be fun.
I don't have anything to rush back to this time, so.
At least stock up on some really good edibles, stuff like that, because good shit out there.
Absolutely.
I was impressed with the quality of marijuana in Seattle. So
yeah.
Have a good time, friend. That's going to be fun.
Absolutely will.
Do you have anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Fran and I are up for a Webby Award for Insecurity, the podcast we did for the first season of Insecure. Woo. So if you liked Insecurity, you can vote for it at vote.webbyawards.com.
Of course you did, so go vote.
The category is podcasts, and then they have subcategories under that. So it's a recap podcast specifically. And also I want to thank Charlamagne for having me host his one of his book events this week. Up at YouTube on Monday. I did read his book, Black Privilege, despite the name. And it is...
I bought the book, despite the name.
Yeah, because the first question I was going to ask would be, what is this name about? But then he answers it in the book. The book is only about 10 or 11% problematic, which for Charlamagne is incredibly impressive. Yes. And actually, I really, like, truly enjoyed it. It gives a lot of backstory to that nigga's life and... it's just, you know, it's a good read. It's crazy to see how he came from being like just another garbage ass nigga out here to kind of changing his life and becoming focused and dedicated and all that. So, yeah. Anyway, congratulations to Charlamagne on the release of his first book. And yeah, I think that's it. I don't think I have anything else. Shout out again to Francesca Ramsey doing big shit, her own show coming to Comedy Central. Girl, I mean, from shit white girls say to black girls, I've seen this coming for you. I mean, and obviously way before then, but this is just like, it's so exciting. So congratulations, sis, because you out here doing it.
Why did somebody say R.I.P. Aaron Hernandez, and then they posted a photo of, God, what was his name on Jersey Shore? He was the only one who, like, nobody really.
The Situation?
No, not Jersey. He looks kind of like Aaron Hernandez, which is why it's funny.
Oh, that ain't right.
Oh, God.
Vito? Tony?
He was the only one who was like, I forgot he was there half of the goddamn time. And then he ended up doing Guy Code all the time.
Oh, yeah. He did an episode on Common Sense last season.
Pauly D's the DJ.
No, it's something else. It starts with a J or a K.
Reg.
What is this? Let me Google.
Not Johnny.
Jersey Shorecast.
Gosh,
what was that boy's name?
Ronnie's the one.
Mike? No, Ronnie. No, Vinny.
The one who was always. Vinny. I think it's Vinny.
It's Vinny.
Yep.
Oh, damn. He does kind of look like Aaron Hernandez. Oh, that's fucked up, though. Rest in peace.
Only a little bit.
I mean, Aaron Hernandez.
I feel bad for his daughter.
That's a compliment. Yes, I feel sorry for his family, but That's a sad situation and a sad story, so I'm done.
All right, well, we'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.